Welcome back to episode 76 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a topic that's really important, and that is, what is enlightenment? And a lot of people think for some reason that enlightenment, or when you're enlightened, it means that you're psychic. It means that you can divinate the future. It means that you know what lotto number is going to come up next, or the Powerball numbers that are going to come up. And it's none of those things. Basically, when a person is enlightened, what it means is that is when you're able to accept reality for what it is. When you're able to accept the yin and the yang, the good and the bad, and not confuse yourself with, you know, this meat wagon that we have, that you're being constantly attached to the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, and this vicious cycle of reincarnation where you just are a puppet on a string to this control mechanism. It's when you recognize the dualistic aspect of this reality that we're in, and you have a true understanding that that's what drives this whole creation, is the duplicitousness of everything. But within that duplicity, you find the singularity within yourself and your connection with all things and the Supreme. Another way of putting it is enlightenment is when, let's say you're sitting in a space somewhere, you're sitting there and you look around yourself and you realize that everyone that you're looking at and everything that you're observing, all of the people around you, you're really just observing yourself. All of the good, positive energy people, and recognizing that the negative ones are just your shadow. I know this is kind of I cover this topic a lot, but it's really, really, you know, some people hear it, they hear the words and they hear the vibrations and you know, the sound frequency hitting the eardrum. But to have a true understanding of what that means. Many people, they'll get caught up in a situation where they may be at work, or somebody that they know, a neighbor, whoever, or even somebody at a bus stop, and they're looking at this person, and just by the way they're dressed, the way they speak, the way they conduct themselves and carry themselves, and it could be a really negative person. It could be a freaking idiot or some asshole or something. And when they perceive this person, when they see this person, and immediately it generates negative vibrations and negative energies within themselves against this person. So they might actually say something to them, or just think it. You know, it's the same. Saying it and thinking it is pretty much the same thing. And they're saying to themselves, what an idiot this guy is. I'm so much better than him. And what ends up happening when you do that, when you buy into that type of thinking and that paradigm, is that you're reducing yourself down to the level of that person. Again, there was a saying that I read it for the first time somewhere, I think on Instagram or something. I read it, and it said, I'm not what you think I am. You are what you think I am. And if you take time to reflect on that, it's extremely profound. What the saying is saying is that I am not what you think I am. You are what you think I am, okay? And that's it in a nutshell. You know, some people may get it and some may not, but it's profound. By buying into that negative energy, into that hate, into that low vibration, when you're looking at an individual that you're transacting with or seeing, or, you know, in front of you, and you let that negative energy project out and drag you down, you're actually defeated, and it means that you don't have any understanding of who you actually are, okay? Or you're unable to affect change within yourself to realize that and to know how to handle that situation. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is we're surrounded by negative energy, and to a large degree, I would say probably 80% of everything that you see out there, 70 to 80% these days, is just negative energy, brainwashing, you know, coming from the media, coming from negative people outside. And by buying into that or attaching to that negative energy that's being projected at you, you're being dragged down. So how do you handle this? And I've been saying this in my last few episodes, you know, when you see this transpiring, when you see this negative energy, when you see this hate, when you see that, just recognize it as your own shadow and don't attach to that. Because you'll notice a completely different shift in your mind when you do this. I became aware of this a few years ago. You know, I've been on my path and trying to study things and read and become, you know, so-called enlightened. And this concept that I'm telling you now is something that kind of just hit me, I'm going to say about 7 or 8 years ago. But, you know, I was in a time where, you know, I was just dealing with a lot of negative things. And, you know, my career and just a lot of stuff that was going on. And I guess through something I read in the Tao or something I read in the Dharmapada, some words of Buddha, something, even maybe the words of Jesus. I'm not exactly sure. Well, maybe a little bit of all of those. But I was in a situation where I was confronted by a real negative situation, a real negative person. And I felt myself just kind of getting enraged from inside. And it was affecting me. It was affecting the way I was speaking. It was really getting through to me. And I said to myself, well, why? And I'm going to put it in a different kind of way, in a metaphorical kind of way to illustrate it. But I said to myself, this person is literally swimming around in a pool of shit. Literal shit. They're just swimming around and they're saying, hey, come on in and hop in, man. It's great in this pool of shit. Let's hop in. And I realized that that's what I was doing. So what I did mentally was I said, you know what? No, I'm not hopping in that pool of shit with you, because that's where you like to be and that's where you're comfortable and that's where you're, you know, that's the reality that you're creating for yourself, where your mind is at. And I choose not to be there. So I see you in there and I see you swimming around in the shit, but I choose to stay outside of that and I'll just observe you and recognize that this is where you're at and I'm going to choose to be where I'm at and not buy into that at all. And it shifted the whole way I was thinking. I guess you could say it was kind of an epiphany type deal, because it happened kind of quickly. I just felt a weight lifted off of me where I was able to remove myself from that negative vibration, that low vibration, and that hate and whatever was going on with that individual person. And I was able to actually observe them even clearer. And it almost seemed like this person didn't even really know what they were doing, or that they were swimming in a pool of shit. But it was just a reactionary way of living, in that, you know, they're confronted with negativity, so they hop in that pool of shit, and that's what basically everyone is doing. And that's what you're going to see around. If you are perceptive and you open up your eyes, it's just so self-evident that you see that in the world today. You see it on the news. You see it on the way people talk to each other. You see it in the way children talk to their parents, just with total disdain. And the way people interact with one another. On the surface, yeah, we're all friends. Oh, we're all SJWs. We're all social justice warriors, and we love one another. But people are in a mode where, first of all, they don't realize who they are. Second of all, they're not aware of what's being put upon them, the control mechanisms that are being projected onto them. And third of all, they're unaware that they're literally on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis just jumping in from one pool of shit into another, right? So be aware of that, because it's so easy, you know, it's so easy to just continue living that way. And it's a lot more difficult to just pull away and look from a distance and look at it and say to yourself, you know, this is something that I have control over, and something that I can change. I can shift my thinking, I can shift my perception, and I can shift the way I live my life by not buying into this negative energy. The easy thing is to just jump in the pool of shit, because in a way it almost feels good. You know, it's like, I'll show him, you know, he can't do this to me. You know, I could yell louder than this person. I can go more negative than them. I can curse more than this person. You're jumping in a pool of shit. So why don't you just make this observation, make the shift in your thinking, and realize, like, you know, people say, you know, look at the source it's coming from. Somebody will say something negative, something, really, really offensive or whatever. And they say, oh, well, look at the source, look at where it's coming from. And that's basically what you're doing. You're looking at, this negative energy, where it's coming from, the source it's coming from, the thinking that it's coming from, and just make the decision not to jump in that pool of shit and make the observation that this person is making their own choices. And basically, this is my shadow. I'm looking at my shadow swimming around in a pool of shit, but it's my shadow. It's not me. Because when you think about it, it's like I said, it's super easy to just jump into that type of thinking, and it's just leads to endless death and rebirth, reincarnation, and just zero growth. And then intertwined with this whole thing, basically, or to wrap a lot of this up into just one cover, one term, one state of mind, actually, would be the ego. And again, people have no idea the power that the ego has over all of us. We get wrapped up into, well, I'll show them, and this is who I am. And just so that we're clear, you have the ego, and then you have the id, okay? And the ego is how you perceive yourself and how you want the world to perceive yourself. Not in reality of actually who you are, but how you feel or how you think you're being perceived. And then the id is who you actually are, okay? And what happens is when you, and most people today as I see it, are being controlled by your ego, you're not actually living your own life. You're actually living in a reactionary state where you're trying to constantly support this meat wagon and trying to support, you're competing with everyone and trying to prove your point, and in a state of constant, of being destabilized, of being in a competitive mode, which is not a natural way of being. It feels really good to feed the ego. It feels good to say, hey, I'll really show them, look, I have a bigger car, I have a nicer house, I can yell louder, I can, shoot three-pointers better than them. There's nothing wrong with being in a state where you want to improve yourself, but you have to be careful and draw that line when you have to make a determination of whether what you're doing is for self-growth or whether what you're doing is to feed your ego. And there's a really, really thin line between the two of those. Again, in Buddhist, the tenets that they preach is the right thing. What is it? The Eightfold Truths. Right thinking, right speech, right action, so on. And those three are just, if you can just follow those three tenets, is the right thinking, the right speech, and the right action, you're 100% on the right path. A lot of people, they're in a state of existence where they're constantly in fear, reactionary mindset and fear. And their fear is really of losing something, material or a possession or just something that they feel, belongs to them, because we're so possessive and so materialistic that they're in a constant state of losing, something. Something that they feel is theirs. And what you have to understand is really the only thing out here that is yours and that you have control of and that you're not going to lose is the self. The minute that you give up trying to control external things, external possessions, trying to control other people, the minute that you stop that is the minute that you're going to experience true liberation. Okay? Because people are constantly, you cannot control anything outside of yourself. The only thing that you can absolutely control is yourself. And some people have a problem with that, with alcoholism and addiction to different things. So this is a really, really tangled web. And the first thing that you have to do is really take a few steps back and see all of these mechanisms that are in place, such as the ego, such as the control mechanism, such as the mainstream media. And you have to be super, super careful and super observant of all of these things that are out there that are just set up to have us just set up for failure, continuous failure. You have to really make a conscious effort of keeping all of these different things in check and looking into your own spiritual growth through meditation and through just, you know, the right type of mindset where you're not going to buy into all of this negative energy that's being projected onto us on a day-to-day basis. It's like right now, today is November 8th, and I know that we just had an election, and I'm listening to different podcasts. I really don't watch the mainstream news. I'll do like Blacklisted News or Zero Hedge. I'll get my news from that, and even that's starting to get a little bit skewed. But what I'm noticing is that people are getting wrapped up into this election with Donald Trump and with the Republicans and the Democrats, and, you know, we'll show them. And now, oh, we got the Democrats in the House, and now we... And it's all just such a game, you know? It's to the point where people don't even understand that they have no control. There's nobody out here for your best interest. All of these politicians and the government and these big businesses, they're just out here to steal our wealth, to steal the work that we do and the productivity, and just to steal everything that they can and just fleece everyone. It's like the classic line Bill Hicks, you know, the comedian Bill Hicks, who was pretty profound. But he says, hey, you know, I like the candidate on the left side. And the other ones, no, well, I hate him. I like the candidate that's on the right side. But hey, look at that. Who's that? And it's just a guy standing there controlling both puppet strings. So, you know, you're going to buy into this whole Democrat and Republican. And what I'm really seeing is that they're drumming up all of this drama and all of this conflict. Because, you know, conflict is what entertainment is based on. It's all conflict when you watch television. Tension and release. So they're building up on CNN and these different stations, even Fox News. They build up all of this drama because they constantly, I don't even know these politicians' names, but oh, Attorney General XYZ, you know, he, you know, Trump, and he's going to, you know, they're going to lock him up, and he's going to lock, you know, these people are going to get back him, and all these FISA things, they're recording Trump, and he was with hookers, and it just goes back and forth because they want you to keep focused on the television and not what's really happening in your own life. You need to be aware of this. There's nothing that's coming through that fucking glass tube that's going to do anything for you. Pardon my French. It's just a glass tube, and it's a control mechanism, and understand that. You know, back and forth, I'm watching all of this, you know, well, I got to vote for this guy, and this guy's going to, you know, he's going to set everybody straight and Trump this and Trump that. You know what? And then the QAnon. I know I did an episode on QAnon and everything like that. You know, there's some things that Trump's saying. It seems like, you know, he's going in the right direction and everything like that. But when you look under the surface, it's always something that's imminent. It's always something that's coming. But, you know, when you come back to it, like on YouTube, you'll watch some of these, you know, like SGT Report, Sean, which he has a great show, you know, and he addresses a lot of issues. And Sean has balls. He's really doing the good work, the guy. He addresses power, he speaks to power and everything like that. And I'm not taking a shot at him because I do listen to his show. And it's all of them, it's not just him. And it's not his fault because we're not going and nothing is getting done. But here's my point. You get on YouTube, you know, forget television, but you get on YouTube and you listen to some of these channels that address, you know, address what's really going on. You know, conscious truth, conscious YouTube channels. And it's always like, oh, well, you know, QAnon, and on the next, you know, revelation of QAnon, and it's right around the corner. And this has been going on forever. And there's never no change. So people need to understand that you're just being played. You're being played like an Xbox game, okay? And they're holding the controller, and you're the puppet that's jumping up and down. Realize that. And detach from that, okay? Don't jump in the pool of shit, of negative energy, and don't swim around in it. Understand it's your shadow, okay? Realize who you are. Realize the self. Understand that the ego is not your friend. And this operating system that we're living in, this, basically, it is like an operating system. It's just controlling everything. So unplug from all of that. Go into your states of meditation. Try to get into your meditation. Focus on your breathing. And another supplement to the meditation, which is pretty much just as important, maybe even more important. During the course of the day, as you walk around, most people that I see or what I observe and follow this concept, people do shallow breathing. They go through their day and they're breathing, but they're just breathing just enough air in so that they can take the next step forward, so they don't go unconscious. And it's kind of a lazy breathing where they're just kind of breathing a little bit. Make it a practice where you, during the course of your day, just take some really deep breaths. Cancer cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment. Okay? That's a fact. Cancer cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment. So what you need to do is take deep breaths. When you're stressed, when you feel yourself getting stressed out, when some negative energy is projected at you, sit back and take 10, take 15 deep breaths. You know, give it a couple of minutes and take another 20 deep breaths. When you're walking around and you're in a great mood and you're shopping and you're picking some grapes and take some breath. In other words, during the course of your day, as you're aware of it, just breathe deeply and take air in, and you're going to see how good you feel just by taking in air. And how, you know, the prana that's in the air, the energy, the chi that's all around you, you have to take it in. And people, they don't, I guess they're not observant of it, but it's something that you have to really be aware of. So another thing, like I said, with your meditation, with your deep, taking your deep breaths, taking in this prana energy from all around us, observing that there's a control mechanism that's being put upon us, and conducting yourself in a way where you're not getting enmeshed in that maya, in that negative energy, in that hate. Really, truly important. It's like I'm noticing, because I'm into the podcasting now, and I'm, and I was kind of talking about Reddit. I posted a question the other day on Reddit, technical question about, and if any of you guys are really good with meta tags and ID3 tags, I know what they are, and I know how to create them, but I just have some technical questions about, because I'm on Podbean, and my question, and I know I kind of change subjects a lot, but it's important. For me, it's important. I put my meta tags or my tags in Podbean. You know, it has that utility on the right-hand side. You can type a word, and it makes it a tag for the MP3 file. Well, for the RSS feed, rather. But I'm wondering the difference between putting your tags in the MP3 file itself versus putting it in the RSS feed, you know, through your RSS provider. So I know that's a little technical for some people, but if some of you guys are up on that, and also Instagram, I think I'm shadow banned. I'm trying to promote my show a little bit on Instagram, which is, I think my Instagram is Alpha Male Buddhist. I'm trying to, you know, put some pictures and stuff out there, some cool stuff, some spiritual pictures. And I noticed that sometimes they make it out to the hashtags and sometimes they don't. And it gets a little bit technical. And I'm not really good with this stuff. I'm trying to do my research on it. But if any of my listeners are really good with Instagram or those meta tags, or basically how to promote my podcast a little bit more, I would really like to hear from you guys, a little feedback. It would really be greatly appreciated. So back to my point. I stir around so much. I'm listening to some of these podcasts, and it seems like to a really large degree right now, the biggest, most popular thing are comedy podcasts and these pseudo Joe Rogan podcasts, where you have a couple of guys kicking it back and forth, talking about farts and whatever other nonsense they're talking about. But it's shit that I can listen to it for a couple of minutes. It's better to listen to that than the shit that's on television. But, you know, I guess it's good to have variety and listen to different things like that. But, you know, I'm just kind of trying to connect with what's going on out there. And the whole zeitgeist that I see around me is just people just enmeshed in this day-to-day negative existence where we're not realizing, you know, the right steps that we need to take to gain our ultimate goal of self-realization and detachment from this material world. It's, like I said, it's not an easy thing at all to do. So, listening, be careful when you're listening to a lot of these, this media that's out there with the left and the right and the Democrats and the Republicans and, the Mexicans crossing the border and all that stuff. A lot of these things do have impact and there's importance to them because they do affect our day-to-day life. But understand that what they're doing is creating this conflict, this tension and release so that you can put your focus on that glass tube and away from yourself, the person that you see in the mirror, okay? So it's really super important. And it's just the direction that this is all going in is just, it's not good. You're seeing celebrities, they're basically worshiping demons. And I know for a fact, like Beyonce and Jay-Z, and there was another podcast I was listening to that I listened to like two episodes and I couldn't listen anymore. He gets into like Ariana Grande and how she's Illuminati, and you can't get wrapped up in that stuff because people are going to make the choices that they're going to make and they do what they're going to do. And what difference does it make if you sit here and psychoanalyze what celebrity is worshiping which demon? It's not going to do any good for you because, again, you're jumping in that pool of shit. You got to liberate yourself from that with the right thinking, the right speech, the right action, right? The deep breathing. You have to do all of those things. So, this was just kind of a spontaneous podcast. I was just on YouTube looking at a couple of different things. And, just these thoughts came to my mind. I figured, let me share this. Let me put that out there. I'm kind of looking for a little feedback. I asked a few questions here, about the meta tags, about the Instagram. So it would be a great help if I can get a little feedback on that, if any of you are good with that. The podcast is doing good. I would like for it to get more subscribers and more listens, but it is doing well. But with all things, you have to work hard at it, and you have to go through all of the resistance points and the challenges and the ego and the mental blocks and all that stuff. Because trust me, as much as I talk about this, it's a day-to-day thing that I deal with it also. I have to deal with the ego, to deal with attachments, and I have to deal with all of this stuff, just the way life is. It's a constant struggle that you have to stay on top of. But what I am finding, though, is the more you realize what is taking place and the more you have an understanding of yourself and the more you breathe, deep breathing, the more meditation, and the more you take care of your body, more progress you're going to make with yourself. I'm getting back to the gym now and working out. I've always, been back and forth with the gym, but I'm getting back into the gym now, working out early in the morning, and it really does lift you up and make you feel a lot better. And I think a lot of that has to do with the breathing that's involved with it and the resistance that you deal with and pushing through the resistance, that growth coming from pushing, getting outside of your comfort zone. So I've gone on here for a few minutes. I think I'm going to wrap it up right here. This was kind of a stream of consciousness podcast. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.